gathering together for us the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel is fairly easy to understand, and I think sometimes not taken seriously enough. I'm going to read a piece from St. Hilary on God builds and guards the city being his church, his kingdom on earth. St. Hilary of Poitiers. God builds and guards his city. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. Do we not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? This is the house and this is the temple of God, full of the precepts and the energies of God and capable of receiving the divine indwelling by wholeness of heart, about which the same prophet has borne witness. Holy is your temple, wondrous in justice, holiness, human temperance. This is the temple of God. This house, therefore, must be built by the agency of God, for one which is constructed by human efforts does not endure, nor does it stand firm when reared up by the teachings of this age, nor will it be kept safe by the care of vain toil and our anxiety. It must be constructed in another way. It must be guarded in another way. It must not have its beginnings upon slippery and shifting sand, but its foundations must be laid firmly upon the prophets and the apostles. It must be increased with living stones and held together by the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. It must be built up by an increase of mutual connections until it reaches to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It must be adorned by the beauty and ornament of spiritual graces. So this house which is built by God, that is by his teaching, will not collapse. It will be buffeted and pushed around, much like a ship at sea. And the church, which is the ship, doesn't go around the storms, but it gets us through them. This house will grow and expand into several houses, but as the divine buildings of the faithful make for the adornment and increase of the blessed community in each one of us. The Lord has been the watchful guardian of this community for a long, long time. When he protected Abraham on his journey, when he intervened to save Isaac as he was being sacrificed, when he enriched Jacob in his time of bondage, when he placed over the land of Egypt Joseph, who had been sold as a slave, when he strengthened Moses against Pharaoh, when he chose Joshua as a leader in the wars, when he freed David from all his dangers, when he rewarded Solomon with the gift of wisdom, when he came to the aid of the prophets, when he translated Elijah, and when he chose Elisha, when he fed Daniel, when he poured moisture on the young man in the fiery furnace, and as a fourth aided the three, when through the angel, the archangel, he instructed Joseph about his own birth, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the Virgin Mary, when he encouraged the Virgin Mary and sent John as his forerunner, when he chose the apostles, when he prayed to the Father, Holy Father, keep them. While I was with them, I kept them in your name. And when he himself, after his passion, promised the watchful care of his eternal guardianship over us in these words, lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age, to the end of the world. This is God's eternal protection of his blessed and holy community, the church, us, which is formed by the coming together of many into one, and which is in each individual one of us. Therefore, it must be built by the agency of the Lord, that it may grow up to reach the fullness of its communion. It's a hard word. Consummation, meaning coming together, coming gel together. The building already begun, the church founded by him, has begun but not reached perfection. But through its building and completion of its perfection, it will grow until its perfection when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back. The parable today, again, represents the present and future state of Holy Mother Church. Christ's care of it, the devil's enmity against it, there is good and bad in this world, and the separation between them, between them and the other world. What we see here, I think, is rather easy to see. Many parts of the church, look what's going on. They're taking on worldly values, worldly standards of so-called code of morality. A lot of it is amoral, and a lot of it is, frankly, quite immoral, some of the practicing parts of the church. So prone it has fallen to sin by man, by our interfering with God's activity in the church, that the enemy sows the tares, and he goes his way, Satan goes his way, and leaves the poison in the church, the tares. So the tares will spring up and do hurt. Whereas the good seed is sown, us, it must be tended, watered, fenced, guarded, and loved. And that's part of my function as a priest, not to be just a leader, but a taking the journey with you, coaching you, if you will. That's what I'm supposed to do. But we help each other, and the priests are uplifted by you who come to us with your needs, come to us with your blessings, with your prayers. The servants complain to their master, "Didst not thou sow good seed in the field?" Yeah, he did. No doubt he did. So whatever is amiss in the church, we're sure it is not from Christ. We know that. Through gross transgressions and such as openly oppose the gospel ought to be separated from the society of the faithful. If there's somebody's obviously causing trouble in the church, we have to, as they say, church or excommunicate them. This happened, unfortunately, last week. With a priest, unfortunately. But other than that, we have people come through our doors, and we don't know what their spiritual condition is, but we don't think, well, they don't act like a Christian, they got to be put out. No, because then that tears up the rest of the church, tears up the wheat. We let them grow, come with us, and hopefully as we take our journey, we admonish them in love to take on our Lord Jesus Christ and the believer's gospel, to do that which is right. Yet no human skill can make an exact separation. That's what I was saying. We can't, four or five people come in here from the street. We welcome them. They may be an adversary, but we don't know that. We don't assume that. But we watch. We try to be as wise as serpents and just watch and follow God's leading about how to deal with people that come through our doors. Where are they with their spiritual life, if any? And give them counsel and pray for them and fellowship with them as much as we can. At the end of it all, it comes to this. Gather first together the tares, which he will do, and bind them up in bundles to burn them. Hell. But gather the wheat into my barn. Heaven. In a few minutes, we will be fed with that food that helps a us on our journey to heaven, to feast with him in his very body and blood. Let us come near and draw nigh to him and receive the strength from his very body and blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.